let me loose. She told me she loved me, but I know it ain't true. Put on your Madison blue shoe. Put on your Madison blue shoe. I got the Madison blue. Now put on your Madison blue shoe.
Recorded in 1960, that was Elmore James on guitar and vocals with Madison Blues. Elmore bringing us into the third hour of 4 hours of the Blues Box for you here on a Friday on KRVS. Elmore James, one of the very, very influential blues artists of the 1950s, well, into the 60s. His dynamic vocals and also dynamic guitar style, his slide guitar, was a huge influence on a lot of people. This tune, in fact, was, of course, later recorded by Fleetwood Mac. A number of people have done a lot of his tunes over the years. Case in point, if we go to 1971, live at the Fillmore East, here's the Allman Brothers Band doing a rendition of Elmore James's Done Somebody Wrong.
Somebody wrong.
Recorded in 1970, that was Johnny Shines on guitar and vocals with a number called My Love Can't Hide. Sounds like an adaptation of Willie Dixon's I Can't Quit You Baby. And the two knew each other, recorded on some of the same projects. Johnny Shines was originally from Mississippi, moved up to Chicago in the 1950s. He had been a protege of Robert Johnson back in the 1930s. Before hearing Johnny Shines here on KRVS, we heard the Allman Brothers Band live at the Fillmore East from 1971. They did a cover of an Elmore James tune, Done Somebody Wrong. The Allman Brothers, of course, introduced a lot of new audiences to the blues, specifically young white kids that were into rock and ended up getting great introductions by bands like the Allman Brothers, if they hadn't already been introduced by bands like Canned Heat, who in the mid to late 1960s recorded a number of songs that harken back to days of classic blues. In fact, the name came from, the name Canned Heat came from a Tommy Johnson song of the 1920s. And some of the members members of Canned Heat were huge blues fans. Alan Wilson, who played blues harp and did vocals, had played with Son House. He had written an important analysis of blues styles. He done a number of other things. Henry Vestine had been instrumental in the search that found Skip James back in 1963. Bob the Bear Height had one of the world's legendary blues collections. From 1968, the number that was a pop hit for them, here's the band Canned Heat with On the Road Again.
Star for you.
from 1966. That was John Mayall and the Blues Breakers, Eric Clapton on guitar. Mayall and Company doing a rendition of All Your Love, I Miss Loving, an Otis Rush tune. Really interesting piece. Rush apparently composed that in a car while driving to his studio. He had to have a couple of more tunes. It was a Cobra Records recording session back in the late 50s. A mixture of sort of a minor rumba with a transitioning into a real rock piece, All Your Love. Before hearing John Mayall and the Blues Breakers, we heard Canned Heat from 1960. Both these bands, again, introducing whole new audiences to the blues. Canned Heat did a number called On the Road Again. Next year on the Blues Box, let's turn to one of the stalwarts of the blues, B.B. King. We're going to go back to 1964, and B.B. King recorded live at the Regal Theater in Chicago.
Thank you so much. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we would like to go back and sort of reminisce just a little bit and pick up some of the real old blues. If we should happen to play one that you remember, let us know it by making some noise. If we should pick up one that you might remember, we'd like to start it off by one of the real, real oldest. And it sounds something like this. I love the way she spread her wings. Y'all's got a sweet little angel. I love the way she spread her wings. Y'all's when she spread her wings around me. I get y'all. You know, I asked my baby for a nickel, and she gave me a $20 bill. Oh, yes, I asked my baby for a nickel, and she gave me a $20 bill. Take a liquor. hope you remember that one. Thank you.
Late Etta James from her disc Matriarch of the Blues. That one came out in the year 2000. Hog for you. And Etta was preceded by B.B. King. We heard B.B. King from the album Live at the Regal Theater in Chicago, recorded back in 1964. Some years ago, a number of blues experts said that may well be the finest blues live blues album ever recorded. A great, great performance by B.B. King. He did Sweet Black Angel, or Sweet Little Angel, he called it, and he mentioned that that was an old tune. It definitely was. That was from 1964. He had a number eight hit on the R&B charts with that same tune in 1956. In 1949, Robert Nighthawk had recorded it and had a decent hit with it. In 1934, Tampa Red cut that tune, Black Angel Blues, for a Vocalition, and it was first recorded back in 1930 by Lucille Bogan. Definitely a tune that has legs. B.B. King. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana KRVS.
Support Support for KRVS and the concert calendar comes from Show and Tell Productions, offering concert sound, lighting, and audiovisual production, services, and installation. Contact information is available at showandtellpro.com.
We're going to turn now to the concert calendar. Music here in Lafayette kicks off in about 30 minutes at Parc Sans Souci in downtown Lafayette for Bach Lunch. Performing there today will be Bonsoir Cotin. And then this evening, about a block away at Parc International, Corey Ledet and his Idaho band will perform for Downtown Alive. Also this evening, there's Tipitina's Co-op is sponsoring a tobacco-free event for tobacco-free living. It will feature music from Julian Primo and his band Little Buck Senegal, and also the band Louisiana. This takes place at Artmosphere. Also tonight, Jones and Company play Blue Dog Cafe. Colin Lake is at Blue Moon Saloon. Walter Jr. at E. Monelli. Voodoo Moon at Backstage Bar and Grill. Anders Osborne playing at the Acadiana Center for the Arts tonight. Terra Soul will be at Oasis Sports Bar. Blue Soul plays Antlers. Lerone Rubin will be at Charlie G's tonight and tomorrow night. And also Bad Chad, Dangerous D, and one other act at Wild Salmon this evening. And tomorrow morning, Lil Wayne and the Zydeco, same old two-step will play for Zydeco breakfast at Café des Amis in Bro Bridge. Tomorrow afternoon, there's a Cajun jam at Vermilionville. Tomorrow evening, Hugh and the Wrecking Crew play blues at Agave Mexican Grill and Cantina. Also tomorrow night, Matt Woods, Adam Lee, Megan Dean, and the KFB will be at Artmosphere. Four Pauls play Backstage Bar and Grill, and there's a fundraiser tomorrow night for the Acadiana Food Circle featuring Tommy Michaud's Porch Band, also Holy Ghost People, Makers Reel, The Pits, and Sassafras Jubilee, all that at Blue Moon Saloon. Chicago's Zoe Savage, as well as August Broussard and Friends, play Liberty Theater in Eunice tomorrow night. Mike Dean will be at Scotty's Ice House, also tomorrow night, Perfect Kiss, Television Man, Glass Lux, and Nico Rivers at Wild Salmon. And there's an event at Parc International tomorrow evening, calling it Patty in the Park for St. Patrick's Day. Performing for that event, Wayne Toops, Somali Ringwalls, and Steve Adams Network. On Sunday, Rue Boogaloo will play for a brunch at the Blue Dog Cafe. Also on Sunday, Tony Davarin and friends will be playing for a St. Patrick's Day celebration of Blue Moon Saloon. And also performing will be the Orion School of Irish Dance for that event. Also Sunday, Gino Delafosse and French Rock and Boogie at Whiskey River. Zydeco Ray at Randall's. There's a St. Patrick's Day party taking place on Sunday at Artmosphere featuring gin and tonics, the Roebucks, and Il Dernier. Also on Sunday, Wallace Trahan with Rice and Gravy will play for a Bal du Dimanche at Vermilionville. Monday night, there's a bluegrass jam every Monday at Cité des Arts in downtown Lafayette. Keith Blair and Dustin Saunier play Scotty's Ice House. Tuesday night is Songwriters Night at Artmosphere at Oasis Sports Bar and at Backstage Bar and Grill. It's also Jazz Night Tuesday night at Bisbano's. Wednesday night, Cajun Jam at Blue Moon Saloon. And next Thursday, the Cathead Biscuit Boys playing at the Blue Moon Saloon. We're going to turn now to a track from the brand new disc, Blacktoppin' by the Cash Box Kings, their second release on Blind Pig in a relatively short period of time. Here are the Cash Box Kings with a cover of Money, Marbles, and Chalk.
Woman, she got money, marbles, and chalk. She bought me a fine Cadillac thing. That's why I don't have to walk in the evening after this sun goes down. The women's all tell me I'm the sweetest man in town. Woman, she's just as sweet as she can be. That's why I want the world to know that she's all right with me in the evening. After this sun goes down, women's all tell me I'm the sweetest man in town.
Roots woman.
Corey Harris from his disc Midnight and Day. That one came out back in 1995 on Alligator Records. It was his second outing on Alligator, and if you could tell his references to New Orleans, he lived there in the Crescent City for quite a while. Before we heard Corey Harris, we heard the Cashbox Kings here on the Blues Box from their new disc, Blacktop, and we heard them do a rendition of Money Marbles and Chalk. Corey Harris did his stint playing on the streets of New Orleans, as did our next artist to be heard today here on the Blues Box. He was quite young at the time. He was to move on to Helena, Mississippi, and then ultimately to Chicago, where he became, is now known as the best, most important blues harpist to probably ever to record. We're talking about Little Walter. Walter Jacobs, originally from Marksville, Louisiana, grew up in Alexandria before he left for New Orleans. We're going to listen to him recorded in Chicago in 1955, along with Robert Jr. Lockwood on guitar, Willie Dixon on bass, Fred Below on drums. A number that Willie Dixon wrote for Little Walter. Here's Little Walter with My Babe.
My baby, don't stand no cheating, my baby. Oh yeah, she don't stand no cheating, my babe. Oh yeah, she don't stand no cheating. She don't stand none of that midnight creeping, my babe. True little baby, my babe. My babe, I know she'd love me, my babe. Oh yes, I know she'd love me, my baby. Nothing but kissing, hugging me, my babe. True little baby, my babe. She do so pleasing, my babe. True little baby, my babe. My baby don't stand no fooling, my babe. Oh yeah, she don't stand no fooling, my babe. Oh yeah, she don't stand no fooling. When she's hot, there ain't no cooling, my babe. True little baby, my babe. My baby, true little baby, she's my baby, true little baby, she's my baby, true
baby. Support comes from Jolie's Louisiana Bistro at 507 Pinhook Road in Lafayette. Created in the tradition of the restaurants of New Orleans, Jolie's pays homage to Louisiana cuisine by serving both classic Creole dishes and eclectic Creole creations. Hours of operation and menu items can be found online at joliesLouisianaBistro.com.
Feeling, oh baby, now that's what I have today. Won't find my baby. Ooh, take me all night and day. Ain't it hard to love somebody? Clear for God the dawn of you. got it all of you. Leave you sad and lonely, broken hearted. You cause the rumbling, I cause it falling down. You cause the rumbling, broken, and I cause it falling down. But nothing you heard was deep down in the ground. Sometimes I wonder why, hoping to your love be so cold. Sometimes I wonder why. Why do your love be so cold? Well, you heard me deep down, drove an ice pick deep down in my soul.
Taj Mahal with a cover of Blues with a Feeling. Sonny Rhodes on lap steel guitar on that particular track. Taj recorded back in 1991, doing a number that Little Walter first recorded in 1953. And we heard Little Walter prior to hearing Taj. We heard Little Walter from 55 doing a number called My Babe, one of his classics. If I remember right, he did chart with that one. He had quite a number of tunes that charted on the R&B charts back in the 1950s and early 60s. When Little Walter was getting his, really starting to build up his reputation in Chicago in the late 1940s, Chicago was losing one of its early great blues harp players. If anybody had great influence on the blues harp in Chicago before Little Walter, it was Sonny Boy Williamson I. Originally from Tennessee, he recorded first for Bluebird Records in 1937 and ended up being what he did is he helped bring the blues harp to a status of the lead instrument, whereas prior to this, it in many cases been more of a novelty instrument. We're going to listen to Sonny Boy Williamson I from August of 1946. He's going to, of course, be playing blues harp and vocals. He was so popular, he had a speech impediment, and you can, if you listen closely to his vocals here, you can catch a bit of it. He was what was called thick-tongued. He had thickened consonants, and often at the end of a phrase, you'd hear that effect. But he was so popular that a number of other artists started copying that vocal effect. Again, Sonny Boy Williamson from 46. Here he is with Hoodoo Hoodoo.
Now and I wonder what the matter with time. I seem like everything'll change.
Seems like this woman that I've been loving, I found some other man. I hold up my hand. I'm just trying to get my baby to understand. See, my baby don't love me no more. Or because somebody of hoodoo, the hoodoo man. Why not? I'm going down in Louisiana and buy me another mojo hand. Or because I've got to break up my baby from loving this other man. And I hold up my hand. I'm just trying to make my baby understand. Oh, my baby don't love me no more. She says somebody of hoodoo, the hoodoo man. Well, all right, John. With women, make plenty of money and everything, but my woman don't love me no more. She says somebody of hoodoo, the hoodoo man. I just hold up my hand. I'm just trying to get my baby to understand. Oh, my baby don't love me no more. Oh, she says somebody of hoodoo, the hoodoo man. Goodbye, baby. Someday I'll see you soon. I've got something to tell you, baby. Somebody else can have your room. And I hold up my hand. I'm just trying to get my baby to understand. Yeah, my baby don't love me no more. She says somebody of hoodoo, the hoodoo man.
I'm a crawling cane snake woman. I'm on giant all around your door. Well, I'm a crawling cane snake, baby. Well, I'm on giant all around your door. You ain't had a nerve to tell me you were well, she didn't want me no more. Couldn't see me, baby, passing by. I'ma be your crawling cane snake. Till the day I die, I'm gonna be your crawling cane snake. I'm dying all around your door. You ain't had enough to tell me you were well, you didn't want to hold your wisdom no more. You couldn't see me, baby. Now when I'm walking by, might be your crawling cane snake. Mama, if I have to die, gonna be your crawling cane snake. I'm giant all around your door. You had enough to tell me, gee, well, that you didn't want me no more. I'm going back to Memphis. If I have to walk, I ain't got nobody in Chicago. Talk that old baby talk, or it might be your crawling cane snake. Ungiant all around your door. He ain't had enough to tell me you were well, you didn't want me no more. I'm going back to St. Louis. I'm gonna sit right down. I'm gonna throw my poison on every pretty woman in town. Call them a crawling cane snake. I'm giant all around you, don't play for me, my boy. He had love, tell me, woo, blue, that woman didn't want me no more. play to my baby. Beat it on up.
From 1941, that was Big Joe Williams with Crawling King Snake, his recording of that tune some years before John Lee Hooker sort of made it his own, Big Joe Williams. Prior to hearing Big Joe, we heard Sonny Boy Williamson I, Sonny Boy on blues, harp, and vocals from 1946, doing a number called Hoodoo Hoodoo. Sonny Boy had first recorded with Big Joe Williams back in May of 1947 for Bluebird Records. They had recorded together also in that recording sessions was Robert Lee McCoy, who would shortly be known as Robert Nighthawk. He would end up influencing people like Earl Hooker, Elmore James, and a number of others. We're going to turn now to Robert Nighthawk from 1951. Here's Nighthawk and guitar on guitar and vocals with Kansas City.
Now I woke up this morning feeling bad, thinking about the good time that I once have had. Kansas City, mama, divided all night. Now it's placed on Main Street, started down Beale, looking for the woman that they call Lucille. John moved to Kansas City. Should have moved to Kansas City, mama, divided all night. Can't see my good girl on the other side. John moved. John moved to Kansas City. John moved to Kansas City, mama. Honey, what it all night. Take the rock and jitter rock and roll ball and roll. Night looking teen, round the side of my soul. And I'll move. Yeah, I'll move to Kansas City. Gonna move to Kansas City, mama. Honey, what it all night. Don't shake my tree. I ain't after your woman, man. She's after me. We're gonna move. Gonna move to Kansas City. We're gonna move to Kansas City, mama. Honey, what it all night. Now it's deeper Texas, deeper Tennessee. Deeper that woman takes all over me. We're gonna move. Gonna move to Kansas City. We're gonna move to Kansas City, mama. Honey, what it all night.
Robert Nighthawk from 1951 with Kansas City. And some of the blues historians say that Nighthawk could have been commercially quite successful in the blues if he had not been such an itinerant character. He was always moving around. He never was in one place long enough to really establish himself and take advantage of the opportunities that he would have had, in some cases that he did have, in recording and performing blues. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana. We broadcast at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We stream live audio on the web at krvs.org. We are listener-supported public radio. Listeners like yourself keep us on the air with annual contributions. If you've received a renewal notice in the mail, we hope you'll respond to that and get that out of the way. If you're not a member, we hope you'll consider membership, as we have to have new members and continued support to keep these programs going. If you'd like to support support public radio here in Acadiana, you can do so securely online at krvs.org. We're going to break for the news with NPR. We'll be back at 12:06 with our final hour of the Blues Box for this Friday. To take us on up to that point, we're going to turn to guitarist Elvin Bishop from his disc The Blues Rolls On from 2008. Here's Elvin and special guest John Nemeth on blues harp doing a cover of the old Jimmy Reed tune, Honest I Do.